Hello and good evening. Welcome to the premiere episode of Republicast Podcast by Republican Magazine. Today is Wednesday, February 16th, 2022, about 8 p.m. New York time. I'm your host, Jay Shapiro. As founder of Luxury Chamber Media Group and publisher of 7 magazines, naturally I receive quite a few press releases. It was no exception this afternoon. However, I opened a press release email from Jillian J. Anderson from the Brewer Group nearby in Fort Lauderdale plantation area. The press release was about the fatherless crisis in Florida. I happen to have grown up in Florida and Minnesota, and although I'm blessed to have a wonderful father, my parents divorced when I was 3, and I can totally identify with the problems which could, and sadly enough, oftentimes do occur when a father is not present in the household. The release is titled, Florida Leaders Join Forces to Tackle the Fatherless Crisis, the Father Crisis, by Jack Brewer. Now, so I read through the press release, and I thought, who is this Jack Brewer guy? He sounds so familiar, so familiar. You know, so I Google his name, and realized that he played football for my favorite football team, which is the Minnesota Vikings. How could I not know that? Seems he's working in conjunction with Republican Representative Chris Browles. Chris is a man who has traveled to Israel with Ron DeSantis, and he is respected as the most powerful politician in the Tampa Bay area. I'm going to go ahead and read the news release, and if you tire of listening to this, you can find it published in Republican Magazine, because I'm going to publish the press release, of course. I think it's a great thing that they're working on here for these kids. But you can read it at republicanmag.org. If you're tuning in right now, it'll be up by midnight tonight. Again, the podcast portion is found at republicast.org. republicast.org. Right. Florida leaders join forces to tackle the fatherhood crisis. Commissioner Jack Brewer joins Florida Speaker in support of the fatherless bill. Today, Commissioner Jack Brewer joined Florida Speaker of the House, Representative Chris Browles, in support of House Bill 7065, a bill aiming to tackle the fatherless crisis in the state of Florida. There's a fatherless problem in every state. When you have a culture that doesn't hold dads accountable, and you have a government programs that disincentive the family, said Jack Brewer, Commissioner, Federal Commission on the Social Status of Black Men and Boys, and the founder of the Jack Brewer Foundation. I have youth programs in Broward County, and I'm dealing with kids every single day that have significant problems as a direct result of not having a strong family home structure for these children to go home to. It's just not right. As Americans who have the blessings that God has given us, we must stand for the voiceless. We have 18 million fatherless kids in our nation. We should all be embarrassed by that. The bill will provide over $70 million in funding for various initiatives such as financial assistance to struggling fathers and mentoring programs for at-risk boys. It funds various programs to help single fathers meet their child support commitments and become self-sufficient. The bill also provides grant funding to nonprofit organizations in neighborhoods that run leadership programs for children and increases the state post-secondary education supports and services job college readiness program for foster children. From poverty to crime to incarceration, just about every negative outcome we see for young boys and men in today's society is in part due to an absent father, said Speaker Browles. We cannot legislate fatherhood, responsibility, or character, but we can direct some state resources to ensure that fathers, father figures, and mentors have the support that they need to be inspired, equipped, and excited about being present and active in their children's lives. Today, we are making historic investments towards this critical goal and calling on all Florida men to rise up and be the fathers and role models our sons need.